A noticeable change is occurring in the skyline of downtown Springfield as construction work kicks into high gear on the MGM Casino. A large tower crane, a lifting machine that's used at big construction sites, is being assembled in downtown Springfield on the three-block site where MGM is building a $950 million casino. The 205-foot-tall crane will tower over the construction site for the next several months as tons of steel is moved into place to create the frames for the gambling and entertainment building and the hotel. MGM Springfield President Mike Mathis said the arrival of the crane is a proud moment because its presence in the Springfield skyline will give people a sense of the magnitude of the construction project.
And we're going to celebrate a moment like this because for us, it means Springfield is open for business.
The casino's been touted as the largest single economic development project in the region's history. Mathis said construction employment is nearing 1,000 and will reach the 2,000 job goal over the course of the next several months.
This is an invitation to the rest of the businesses in the region and in the country, and we're starting to recognize it, that this is a place for economic development. And we believe we're just the beginning of that, an important first step.
Officials held a news conference Tuesday at the work site to discuss details about the tower crane and how it will be used to build the casino and hotel. They said the crane has a 264-foot-long horizontal jib, or working arm, that can lift 22.5 tons. The last time a crane this size was used in Springfield was for the construction of the Monarch Place office building in 1986. The crane should be assembled by Friday and will be used beginning Monday to erect steel, according to Randy Pitts, Vice President of Field Operations for Tishman Construction, the general contractors.
We're meeting our milestones and we're charging on.
During the summer, foundations were poured at the casino construction site and four levels of a seven-level parking garage have been built using prefabricated concrete sections, according to Jason Rosewell, MGM Springfield's Executive Director of Design Construction.
That as we transition out of our earthwork and we now move into being able to set steel, this will assist us with the weather, because the work we'll be doing once we start setting steel is not affected as much by the weather. So it'll be very, very good for us and help us keep our third quarter of 18 opening day.
With construction of the casino well underway, MGM is also focusing on developing a workforce for the new casino industry in Western Massachusetts. Mathis said the first in a series of career fairs will be held October 5th at the Mass Mutual Center.
So encourage everybody to come. It's a chance to learn about our program, get enrolled in our SkillSmart system, which is our proprietary workforce development system where we have people put in their profiles and understand their skills, evaluate them, and try to make sure that they're prepared for the job openings in 18 months or so.
MGM has pledged to employ 3,000 people at the casino complex. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.